This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business across the state of Florida. And we are coming to you from the 2022 Florida Economic Development Council's annual conference here in beautiful downtown St. Pete. We are at the Hilton Bayfront in St. Pete, and it is an incredible conference. All kinds of economic development professionals, all kinds of economic development support organizations and vendors and suppliers, an incredible gathering of those that are dedicated to economic development, small business growth in the state of Florida. We've got with us our very good friend and co-host, Dr. Herb Ricardo, who serves as a standout business school professor at Indian River State College. Welcome to Small Biz Florida. Herb, thanks again for spending time with us here at the FEDC conference and co-hosting.
Tom, thanks so much. Yesterday was a terrific time, and I'm sure today's going to be busy.
Yeah, busy day today. Lots of segments coming at you from the FEDC conference. And, you know, it's always interesting to come to these types of conferences because we're always introduced to new services, assistance programs, resources. And our guest to start off our morning here is no different. We've got with us Matthew Francis, who serves as the National Sales Associate at ReSimplify. Welcome to Small Biz Florida, Matt.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Herb. It's a pleasure to be here. As you mentioned, the conference has been awesome so far. Everyone's very friendly, always open to learn and share. And, you know, I always have a great time coming because my goal is to learn as much as I can. And these individuals have a lot of experience to pass on.
Yeah, there's, Lord knows, I wouldn't even want to guess the experience. It's walking the halls of the Bayfront Hilton here in economic development. Lots of great professionals. So, Matthew, you're one of those vendors that's participating in the conference and a very high-tech resource and assistance program for economic development organizations. But let's start, as we always do, just a little bit of background on yourself and kind of your pathway to ReSimplify.
Yeah, absolutely. So I found ReSimplify through school. So I graduated in 2021 from the University of South Carolina, the Darla Moore School of Business. I am a finance major. And during my junior year, I was looking for commercial real estate internships in the state of Columbia. I was originally going to look for brokerage shops to be in kind of the broker role or an assistant to that. Funny enough, at the time, ReSimplify was more of an MLS for Columbia, South Carolina. They had been asked by locals to build that for them. So at that point, my sister was a marketing manager for Colliers International, the commercial real estate firm, and actually pointed me in their direction because she worked with the ReSimplify team. And she said, hey, these are really great guys. You should meet them. You should learn about the opportunity. And I went in and I got an internship. And then that was the ball. So it's been a pleasure, honestly. These guys are really good guys all across the board. Our CEO, Henry Moore, is a phenomenal person and someone I really look up to. So I'm really proud to be a part of a company where I have great people around me and just pushing me to really do a lot.
Nice, nice. Well, now I'm even more excited to learn about ReSimplify, telling us a little bit of that story. So tell us, ReSimplify, purpose, mission? What's the company all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I said, we transitioned from an MLS at one point. So our first EDO client was in the state
Let's acronyms EDO, Economic Development Organization, right?
Yes,
sir. Like a chamber or you know, your local economic development group.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Any local economic development We really started, as I mentioned, in Columbia, South Carolina. So the director at the city of Columbia, South Carolina asked Henry, hey, let's get some of the brokers to start inputting listings onto our chamber website, onto our economic development website. And from his experience, he learned that was just a pain point. Brokers have 10, 15 places they have to put listings, always being asked. And
right.
if you don't have an assistant to help you, you're doing that yourself while trying to do the actual sales in real estate. It just right. gets tough and can get put on the back burner, unfortunately. So he said, hey, we've got really good data from what we've built in Columbia. Why don't you license it and put it on your website? And then COVID kind of hit. We hunkered down in the state of South Carolina, started with 5 clients at that point. And we've grown to serving 100 clients now, about 18 months later, all across the United States. So our purpose is really just to help economic developers really just have the time on their hands to do the most important things for them, RFPs, attracting clients, right. while not having to manage the tedious real estate database that's always changing, especially here right. in Florida. Real estate doesn't stay on the market for long. Yeah. And if you have a couple hundred listings, it's not an easy feat. And oftentimes, you know, we've seen interns do it. We've seen directors of one-man shops doing it. And it's tough. I mean, these people are wearing several hats as it is. So our goal is really just to help them so that they can focus on the highest value tasks for their office.
Wow. I mean, that's a great explanation. So basically what you're doing is you're managing for, say, St. Lucie County, Indian River County, Martin County, you're really managing that available commercial inventory for the EDCs, the EDOs, so that they know what's available, current listing, current prices, contact information for owners, all of that's there at their fingertips. So when they get that request, do you have 100 acres for warehouse space, they can quickly access the database and say, here's exactly what's available.
Yeah. Exactly. I think you hit the head right on the nail. And we've been very fortunate. I think you guys can see to the right a little bit down is GIS WebTech. We also partner with GIS Planning, Atlas, Lois, all the major GIS tools. So we've been very fortunate in that aspect because their products are phenomenal. But clients have kind of always had the struggle of, well, how do we keep the real estate database? That's our hardest right. task that we have. So we've been very fortunate. We've partnered with a lot of these guys, and it's been nothing but phenomenal. They've really introduced us to a lot of individuals, given us some background in ECDev where we were never used to that. So it was very new for us, but it's been very awesome. And everyone's so open and trying to help and want you to learn as much as possible.
Nice. Matt, this is neat. This is a lot of great stuff that you're sharing with us. So you've been with the organization now for about 2 years. Is that right?
Yeah. Little bit over two.
Okay, a little over two years. And obviously your support, you know, not only do you offer the service itself, but your support. So are you meeting with a lot of the directors and asking them, what is your vision for that particular community? What's your vision for Orlando? What's your vision for Palm Beach County? And how can we help you? Instead of just giving, just here are listings, but do you also try to support them by also looking for some of that real estate for them too?
Yeah. So something that we do that I think is very, very beneficial is we include every sort of listing. So oftentimes you'll run into unlisted. So whether it be county owned, city owned, or just for sale by owner, so not represented by a broker, right. those properties are often overlooked. So that's something that we really do, trying to get them just as much of the information as possible. In terms of support, we're going to work and adjust ourselves to their needs. So we're going to try and see what is your focus? What are you looking for? Because not every economic development organization is the same. They all have different goals, whether it be I'm here to get all listings possible to include retail, to include multifamily hospitals, or I just want industrial. Our goal is to bring industrial growth to this region.
Correct.
So
yeah.
we can work with anyone and really give them whatever they're looking for. We have a client currently that is only looking for industrial over 20,000 and land over 20 acres. So they're looking for big economy driving projects.
Great. So obviously you spend a fair amount of time really understanding that particular community and region.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So We've got a great team. Justin Kearse is our lead project manager. So after, you know, they decide to join with us, he's the main point of contact, and he is awesome.
Great.
I mean, the man wants to help in every way, shape, or form he can. He's a really good person. Bringing it back to earlier, that's really why I'm glad to be a part of this team. It's just the people that I'm around. I don't think you find that often.
That's excellent.
And it's something that really pushes you to want to do the best, because I can't tell you how many times people are like, this is awesome. You're saving me so much time. Like, I wish this was out 4 years ago. And that's a great feeling to have, because not every job you get is like that. So that the fact that I can provide a product that people, more of a service, but something that people really enjoy and makes their life easier and benefits them is very rewarding and very awesome.
It sounds like they've got a great organization over here and really working well with employees and networking and connecting. I like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. How does, again, your primary customer really are economic development organizations, chambers of commerce. You said you do work with, you know, with some bigger industries within a community, like a power company or something. So is that kind of your primary customer and primary user of Resimplify?
Yeah, it absolutely is. We don't monetize off brokers in any shape or form. I think something that sets us apart is there's not, and there hasn't been, a company that works exclusively in economic development. So we came into this market, we found a great niche, and it's been very fruitful for us, and we don't have a desire to change, really. There's a lot of competition, you could say, in the MLS space, and there's a lot of great companies out there, but this is an industry that's been missing that and has the biggest need, and so we're fruitful and grateful that we've been able to really help that out and serve that purpose.
Nice. How does one find more information about Resimplify, and if they are in that space and need your services, how does one find you and get engaged?
Absolutely. So you can go to resimplify.com, as well as I'm Matthew. So matt@resimplify.com is my email. Feel free to reach out. We do 30-minute demos where we just really go over our data collection process, our data control process, as well as really just answer, to your point, what questions you guys have? What are you looking for? Tell us more about your community. Tell us about your experience as well, because a lot of things that we have done have come from clients asking for it. For example, we used to share an Excel sheet of all the new listings and old listings month by month. That's not necessarily easy to use or attractive. So we built a dashboard that'll show you a breakdown and a snapshot of, okay, let's say you have 1,000 properties. What are they? Multifamily, industrial, and an account for each of them.
Wow, excellent.
As well as each organization that participates, the amount of listings that organization has in your area, how many brokers are participating within that organization, how many new listings that company has sold this month, or how many off-market listings that company has had this month.
Wow.
So,
and your model is basically a subscription. So the EDC or EDO would subscribe for year, multi-year to have access to the database.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's we don't really have a massive database already. It's more of a, as communities sign on, we go out and find and collect that information. But absolutely, yeah, it's any length of term that you want, starting at a year, and goes year by year to 3-year, 5-year contracts if you want to lock in pricing, all those things. And obviously, naturally, the bigger the term, the more beneficial it gets for them.
All right. Dr. Ricardo, any questions?
I think it's just a great resource for the EDOs, and I hope they all know about you. You know, definitely get that out. And actually, I do have a question. How do you market? I mean, obviously, you've got a terrific website. Do you do anything other than using the website for marketing?
So, not a ton, unfortunately, at the moment. We're really trying to ramp that up, and trade shows, I would say, are the biggest and most beneficial way to just get out in front of a ton of individuals at once. We're starting to market more and more. We do have a small team, so we're actually currently looking to bring on a marketing individual so that we can do it more in-house. And that's something we're really excited for. But no, we've kind of like hidden in the weeds and just grown slowly by word of mouth. And I do some cold calling.
Yeah.
Well, it won't take you long in Florida.
That's right.
You're going to be very popular very soon. I'm quite certain with all that's going on. Obviously, again, with the turnout here at the FEDC conference, I mean, literally hundreds and hundreds of economic development professionals across the state of Florida, and I'm sure all very interested in innovative and helpful technologies like ReSimplify.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been, I've got some great interest so far, and Florida's one of our strongest states. Orlando, Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Fiero, Plantation, Longwood, Florida. And if I'm missing other, I apologize, yeah. But thank you to you guys because they support us and we're very thankful for that.
Yeah. All right. It is Matt Francis, who serves as the National Sales Associate at ReSimplify, a very innovative, high-tech device service platform for local EDOs and chambers and corporations to gather and have access to very engaged and in-depth commercial property information. So again, great product. Appreciate your support of the FEDC conference.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks again for having me, Tom, Herb. It's been a pleasure to meet both of you and chat more. And I'm sure I'll continue that after this.
Absolutely. And again, this is Small Biz Florida. It is Dr. Herb Ricardo and Tom Kindred here. We are coming to you from the 2022 annual FEDC, Florida Economic Development Council conference. We are in beautiful downtown St. Pete here at the Bayfront Hilton. So more segments coming to you from the conference. So stay tuned. It is Small Biz Florida.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.